Usha Vance launches Storytime with the Second Lady podcast for children. By Jasmine Jordan on March 31, 2026. Second Lady Usha Vance on Monday announced the launch of a new children's podcast centered on reading aloud and promoting childhood literacy, adding another initiative to her public effort to address declining reading proficiency among young Americans. Vance wrote Monday morning on X, "Out now, Storytime with the Second Lady. My new podcast for kids. Join me and my special guests as they read good books out loud and share why they love to read. Episodes are available on YouTube and Spotify." The podcast debuted with 3 episodes. In the first episode, Vance reads Beatrix Potter's classic The Tale of Peter Rabbit. Episode 2 focuses on Disney's Cars alongside former race car driver Danica Patrick. Episode 3, Playground Lessons, is written and read by Paralympic bronze medalist Brent Poppin. The podcast is part of Vance's broader initiative to increase childhood literacy rates and encourage children to read outside of school. In June 2025, Vance launched her Summer Reading Challenge, which drew tens of thousands of submissions from all 50 states and most U.S. territories. The Second Lady is passionate about childhood education and hopes to inspire a lifelong love of learning in children across the country. Last year, the Second Lady's Summer Reading Challenge received overwhelming support, and Ms. Vance hopes to continue sharing passion for literature with children across the country in an age-appropriate and accessible format through her podcast, a spokesperson for the Second Lady said. Reading for pleasure at home builds stronger literacy and classroom skills and opens the door to a world of opportunity for children, Vance said. I'm excited to invite special guests to share great stories, spread their love of reading, and help reverse the decline of childhood literacy rates in our country. Vance discussed the new podcast in an interview with Fox News host Kayleigh McEnany. I've always had an interest in literacy and education policy, just sort of at large, Vance said. But in the last few years, as I've been teaching my kids to read and then reading a lot about this decline in literacy across the country, and the way that this is a trend that's actually been stretching on now for a couple decades, it's incredibly worrisome, and I see what you can do at home to complement all the efforts that schools and states are making right now. And I have time on my hands now. I have the opportunity to talk to people about things I really care about, and this seems like the right fit, she added. During the interview, McEnany cited data provided by Vance's office showing that 31% of 4th graders and 30% of 8th graders are reading above the proficiency level. Vance also said the disruption caused by the coronavirus pandemic worsened existing literacy problems. Well, I think it certainly had a contributing factor, right? Vance said. Because one of the things that's changed in the pre- and post-COVID era is parents are much more comfortable. And I see this in myself, actually, this impulse in myself, with kids not attending school at the same rates. We know that attendance rates have dropped, and I mean, there are lots of kids who just obviously face the setbacks that came from not being able to actually be in person with their teachers and have their difficulties caught, she continued. So I think that exacerbated the trend. But certainly, as you mentioned, it's something that predates COVID. Vance's podcast launch was celebrated by her husband, Trump administration officials, members of Congress, and conservative advocates and organizations. In January, Vance announced that she and Vice President J.D. Vance are expecting their 4th child, a son due in late July 2026. The child will be the couple's 4th and their 3rd son. Vance's pregnancy is believed to be the first time a sitting second lady has been expecting or given birth during a vice presidential term.